From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, North Korea fires an unidentified projectile toward the East Sea only 6 days after the launch of what it called a hypersonic missile. Presidential candidates of rival parties announce pledges on economy and family. And daily COVID-19 cases remain below 4,000 for the fifth straight day. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Tuesday that North Korea fired an unidentified projectile toward the East Sea earlier in the day. The JCS announced it in a text message to reporters at around 7:30 a.m., but details have yet to be disclosed. Military authorities are reportedly analyzing the launch, such as the range and type of projectile. The launch comes 6 days after the North test-fired a ballistic missile into the East Sea from the northern province of Jagang, claiming it was a hypersonic missile. The National Security Council's Standing Committee convened an emergency meeting on Tuesday to discuss response measures to North Korea's latest firing of a projectile. In a press release, the presidential office said the committee members expressed strong regret over the launch that came at a time when stability at home and abroad is indispensable. They also assessed the motive behind Pyongyang launching its second projectile of the year following last Wednesday's missile test. A senior official of the Unification Ministry criticized the North's latest firing of the projectile, saying it runs counter to the South's efforts for stability and peace on the Korean Peninsula, and called on the regime to select the path of cooperation for peace. Ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung has vowed to make South Korea the world's fifth strongest economy through major transformation in industry, land, science and technology, and education. Lee made the pledge on Tuesday as he presented his vision for a new economy in a ceremony at the National Assembly. He said now is the golden time for a major transition, as he cited that the nation is living amid huge historical shifts in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic and the digital transformation and energy conversion. Meanwhile, main opposition People Power Party presidential candidate Yoon Sung-yeol pledged to provide a monthly payment of 1 million won for a year to new parents. Yoon made the promise during a New Year's press conference in Seoul, saying he will make institutional changes to overcome the nation's low birth rate, which he described as being catastrophic. To overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, Yoon said he will set up a post-pandemic response committee and introduce a system in which the state will be responsible for essential health care. Starting later this year, public institutions must include a labor official on their board of directors. The National Assembly on Tuesday passed a bill on the mandate that applies to public firms and semi-government agencies. The new mandate will take effect 6 months after promulgation, which would be in the year's second half. Discussions on the bill picked up speed after it was endorsed by the top two presidential contenders, but its passage in a parliamentary committee last week faced opposition from the People Power Party.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Daily new COVID-19 cases remained below 4,000 for the fifth straight day on Tuesday, with the number of critical cases staying in the 700s for a second day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Tuesday that 3,097 new cases were reported throughout Monday, raising the total caseload to 670,483. The number of critically ill patients is down by 6 to 780. The figure remained below 1,000 for the eighth consecutive day. 43 more people died of the virus, raising the death toll to 6,114. Health authorities are on alert as COVID-19 cases from overseas are on the rise, even as the overall caseload declines. On Tuesday, 284 imported infections were reported. The tally has continued to rise since exceeding 200 on Saturday. The city of Seoul also reported a record 85 overseas cases on Tuesday. Additionally, authorities are watching a sharp surge in COVID-19 infections among U.S. forces stationed in the nation. According to Gyeonggi Province on Tuesday, a total of 951 U.S. personnel in the province tested positive for COVID-19 between December 26th and January 10th. According to health ministry data, nearly 19% of Koreans were at risk of depression in the fourth quarter of last year. The figure is down by around 4% from the first quarter, but up by 0.4% from the third quarter. By age, people in their 30s had the highest rate of depression at 27.8%, two times higher than people in their 60s. South Korea posted a current account surplus for the 19th consecutive month in November, although the surplus narrowed due to a sharp rise in imports. According to tentative data from the Bank of Korea on Tuesday, the country's current account surplus came to $7.16 billion in November. It's the 19th straight month the surplus has been logged since May 2020, but the amount decreased by over $2 billion from a year ago. Exports rose by 27.1% on year to $59.6 billion, while imports jumped 45.3% to $53.7 billion. According to the Transport Ministry, Jeju Air logged over 6.5 million domestic and international travelers last year, followed by Jin Air with some 5.8 million and Korean Air with over 5.5 million passengers. Jeju Air logged more than 6.4 million domestic passengers, hitting an all-time high, with the figure jumping by over 2 million from the year before. Officials largely attributed the trend to a sharp rise in domestic travel amid the persisting COVID-19 pandemic. An Air Force fighter jet has crashed into a mountainous region in Hwasong, Gyeonggi Province, killing the pilot on board. According to the Air Force, the F-5E belonging to the 10th Fighter Wing crashed just minutes after taking off at around 1:44 p.m. on Tuesday. A single pilot on board in their 30s is confirmed to have been killed. No civilian casualties were reported, and the jet did not carry any explosives. The F-5 combat plane is an older model ranging between 20 to 30 years old. The F-5E was introduced from the U.S. from 1975, while the F-5F has been domestically assembled and produced since 1983. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 0.66 points, or 0.02% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,927.38. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell, however, losing 10.46 points, or 1.07%, to close at 969.92. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 4.4 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,194.7 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.